wonderful Monday evening to you, and thank you so much for joining us on the World News at 6 today, September 12, 2022. In the highlights, INEC says cost of electoral activities remain federal government responsibility. Construction expert in Akwaebom State advocates for training of professionals in wake of increase in building collapses. On the foreign scene, Uganda pays first installment of $325 million war reparations to Democratic Republic of Congo. And in sport, English Football League says matches to return from Tuesday after break to honour the Queen. Details shortly. Thank you once again for joining us on the World News at 6 this Monday evening. My name is Uhuatu Omilabu. Now the news in details. Cases of building collapse in the country continues to rise by the year, with most of them claiming the lives of its inhabitants. The National Bureau of Statistics reveals that over 461 buildings have collapsed in Nigeria, with over 1,090 deaths recorded and many injured. Lagos alone has recorded over 295 cases, making it the highest in the country. Although the causes of these mishaps could be topography, natural disasters, substandard materials, and overpopulation, results drawn from various researches shows that the use of substandard material is a major factor of building collapses in the country. Speaking with Inspiration FM, a construction expert, builder Olasokomi Femi Favor, believes that there is need for training and retraining of professionals in building construction to ensure credibility and professionalism in order to avoid building collapses.
Especially now, the emphasis now is on training and retraining of our artisans. Because in the building industry, in construction industry generally, you cannot do away with artisans. When I say artisans, I mean the masons, the bricklayers, the carpenters, and the rest. So there is need for their training and retraining in the building industries. When they are trained, they will be able to know, okay, at this level, when they have this knowledge, then we can now begin to say, oh, they intentionally did not do what they are expected to do.
He stated that there is also need for clients to be able to differentiate between the various building experts in order to avoid confusion or any accidents before and after the building may have been completed.
In the built environment, we have the architect, we have the builders, we have the engineers, we have the estate surveyors, then we have the planners. Each and every one of these professionals, each category knows their role in building production and in building construction. It is only the outsiders that do not really know who are these and who is this. That is why we are sensitizing the public. So in the building industry, the rules are strictly spelled out and the professional concerned knows their role. So there is no ambiguity at all.
Builder Femi Favor advised that all building professionals must create synergy between each other, and although the issue of building collapse in Akwaebom State is a rarity, it is better to prevent such cases.